This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour, MUT students shine in 2026 KZN SOPA debate, and KZN teachers take to the streets citing job shortages and safety fears. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. MUT students took a stand in the 2026 KZN State of the Province Address debate, showing they are not just passive observers in South Africa's politics. On March 3, 2026, 33 students from MUT's faculties of Applied Sciences and Management Sciences attended the debate, focusing on province's big five challenges: unemployment, economic recovery, gender-based violence and femicide, education and social cohesion. The students critically analyzed the proceedings, noting gaps in the implementable solutions, highlighting concerns like matriculants struggling to find university spots or jobs, economic instability, and the need for inclusivity, especially for people with disability. This engagement was part of MUT's anchor strategy, aiming to produce socially responsive graduates. In other news, teachers in KwaZulu-Natal are sounding the alarm on two critical issues: school safety and job security. The South African Democratic Teachers Union is calling for improved safety measures after a recent robbery in Zamokuhle Primary School in KwaMashu left staff and students traumatized. Meanwhile, nearly 100 qualified educators have been protesting outside the KZN Education Department's head office in Pietermaritzburg, demanding permanent jobs after waiting up to 8 years. Satu's Nomarashia Taluza highlights the challenges: overworked teachers, austerity measures, and lack of funding for new appointment. The National Teachers Union is also pushing for trained security guards to protect schools, citing incidents where perpetrators come from local communities. And finally, abahleli bomculo i-pre-Easter bathi konke sekumi ngomumo, sebelindele abantu abazohambela umcimbi ngosuku lwe-28 kuNdasa 2026 kusukela ngo-5:30 ntambama e-ICC Arena eThekwini. Umgqugquzeli wale ndumezulu yomcimbi uThulani Gandlela uthe bahlele umcimbi walo nyaka ngenhloso yokuqinisekisa ukuthi izithameli ziyabusiseka ngenxa yomculo ozobe uqhululwa ngabaculi abahlukene. Wanxusa nabangakawathenga amathikithi ukuthi bawathenge. Kulo nyaka kuboshelwe uNtokozo Mbambo, uSoli Mahlangu, uKhaya Mthethwa, uNcandweni Christ Ambassadors, Takindo, uNcebakazi Msomi, noZipho Piri, Nqobi Nxumalo nabanye. Uga uthe kulo nyaka wenze isiqiniseko sokuthi uyalinyusa izinga kusukela kubaculi kuya esteji. Waqhuba wathi ufuna ukushiya abazalwane begezeke ubebebe ngenxa yobumnandi obuzobe bukhona. Te bazobe bengekho bazophuthelwa ngempela. Mathikithi uthi asiyatholakala e-Web Ticket, Pick and Pay nasezitolo zakwaBoxer ngemali yesukela ku-R250 kuya ku-R500. Isolezwe njengabaxhasi balo mcimbi liphisana ngomathikithi alo. Ukuze uzibeke ethubeni lokuwina amathikithi, thumela i-SMS enegama elithi Gospel Music ku-33258. In your money markets this morning, crude oil is trading at $97.35 a barrel, up by 1.07% on the day, with crude oil NYMEX gaining $1.03 to reach this level. In precious metals, gold is shining bright, trading at $4.617 per troy aren't a significant 5.70% jump of $279.20. Platinum is also having a strong session, up by 5.37% to $1,915.54 per troy ounce. Meanwhile, the US dollar is holding steady against the South African rand, with US dollar costing 16 rand 54 cents, and the fuel prices, the current fuel prices in South Africa, 95 octane petrol in the coastal areas cost 21 rand 55 cents, inland cost 22 rand 34 cents per liter. 93 octane petrol in coastal areas, it costs 21 rand 30 cents per liter, and inland it costs 22 rand and 0.9 cents per liter, while diesel cost 19 rand 14.7 cents per liter in the coastal areas and 20 rand 23 cents per liter inland. Recap of the top stories this hour. The MET students shine in 2026 KZN SOFA debate, and the KZN teachers take to streets citing job shortages and safety fears. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 10 o'clock with Leah. For MET Radio News, I am Kagazile Shinga.
This is a MET Radio podcast.